how much we can conceive, what is there, what is not there, how it is possible for us to conceive. That's the least portion. And yet I'm told, I am collecting some pebbles on the shore. The ocean of knowledge is spread on my before me. And simply I am collecting some pebbles here on the seashore. What is there, that is not there. What is what? Akinto. Everywhere there is center. Everything is everything. May turn into anything, may turn into everything. Our vulnerable brain is such. We are proud of our brain. As we are supposed to see, we can see only that. What he is, I can see only that. Pushyami yogamishwaram visharup in Gita. You see what I say, and you have to see that. Arjuna was perplexed with the infinite character of the Lord. And he asked, last, I come in a sober figure of my friend, as I see you, accustomed to see you, come with that form. Please withdraw your majestic form. I can't forbear. So soothing atmosphere in Vrindavan, sweet atmosphere in Vrindavan, very palatable for us. The Lord comes so far, so down there, and it makes everything very sweet. No gorgeousness, no majesty. For the time being, it is pleasing to think that there is so much power, so much majesty of this. But for daily life, they are all repulsive nature. And the Vrindavan type of play, that is very suitable for our. That is aprakrita. Above adhukshaya. Adhukshaya. Adhukshaya and the higher part of adhukshaya is aprakrita. Prakrita vat, not the prakrita. That's like ordinary.
এই যে পকেট দেন এদিকে দেন
পকেট find it out.
giving us some anandam. Giving us some anandam.
So the answer in that book, ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. And knowledge makes us proud. Besides ourselves. Mahaprabhu asks us to be humble and forbearing. Tenāda viṣuṇīṣi tarūra viṣuṣa. If you want to approach the Absolute, your posing will be such. Amla than the great grass, blade of grass, and forbearing than the tree. And never aspire after your own position and the prestige, but give honor to all, and never seek for you any respect. That was the best posing to approach the Absolute. If you want to approach the Absolute, your nature should be such, then it may be fruitful. Don't want any position or prestige for yourself, but always be ready to give it to others. And try to feel your insignificant character. Then you will be able to draw attention of the high. Feel yourself as poor as anything, the poorest of the poor. And then you will be able to draw attention of the Supreme towards you, that I am needy. I am the most needy. Feel yourself first and then put a petition. I am the most needy, my Lord, for your grace. Simple thing. I am the most needy, most desolate. Please help me. A simple attitude. Then surrender will be real and practical. Otherwise it is only lip deep. Hypocrisy. Omniscient, seeing everything, the subtlest thing also. What we can see not, can't see within us, he can see what is within us. So it is not very easily we can acquire the qualification necessary to approach the Absolute. Such a nature is also to be acquired. So ultimately the beginning is satsanga. On the surface, and underground is Sukriti, chance Bhagavan. Agents are wondering, by His grace, recruitment for the path. I asked the next book, maybe published by the name, Search of Law for the Lord for the Lost Servants. Search of Krishna, really the beautiful, and just the opposite. Search of the Lord for lost servants. He is trying to recruit them, his servant that is lost. Search of Krishna, search of the Lord, and search of the servant, lost servant. So many agents come and help this foreign area, relief work. And as a result of that, many get some sukhati, and that gradually takes to satsanga, association with the saints. And then begins that sarandasa, varandasa, sarandasa, apandasa, prabandasa. Five stages. Sergeant Pas Krishna. Not non-scientific, but it is the real and comprehensive science. Harmony, adjustment. Proper adjustments means harmony. Beauty also, proper adjustment, harmony, beauty, anandam, ecstasy, all equal position, similar position. Adjustment, harmony, beauty, and satisfaction, love, all common, very similar. And that is person above all, we must think. The highest conception of higher truth is personal, endowed with freedom, absolute freedom, not under law, lawmaker.
Maharaj,
ঠিকানা দেওয়া হয়েছে ভালো
মহারাজ in Golden Volcano, this the philosophy in the volcano is super excellently represented as the volcano. What about the earthquake? The earthquake.
Earthquake.
Yes, the earth is trembling, it's cracking, it's swallowing.
Oh.
Any representation?
Any way he likes. And which is always a God works wonders. And also the pain coming from him, that is also pleasure. Our attitude should be that, to accept him equal basis. Chandidas says, Sukh Dukkha, the suffering and the pleasure, two fruits of one tree, Sukh Dukkha, Aki Vrikhir Phal. So, everywhere to be found. And that Viraha, in Viraha there is suffering and there is pleasure also. Both. But of such a degree that everything is sweet, suffering is sweet. When we suffer for the country, suffer for others' help, we feel some pleasure within us. For the country, one is going to be hanged. There are so many workers that are very happily. They take the violet thread of the Pansi Dari. So externally it cannot be different, distinguished. In suffering there may be pleasure. Sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest things. Virahi Milan. Peculiar. By giving, we get. By sacrifice, we are become gainer. Outwardly it is painful, but inwardly it is pain. What we get, if we get it, it is finished. But what we desire, we are not getting. It is life. Giving us energy to move, to acquire. If we get it, well, that is finished. There's no finishing in the search of Krishna consciousness, of the absolute. No end. It's all in a life of quest, search. No satisfaction, maybe this and that we have finished. As much as we make progress, so much we feel we must go farther, farther, farther. More testful, more testful. More suffering, more testful. Unconscious suffering. The test is overwhelming. Asri Shiva Padratan Pridashtama Lhasa. I am neglected, I am crashed, indifferent, dizzy, or on my face others are being gainers, I am being deceived. In spite of all such tendencies from the upper, we must be faithful to Him. Such quality, tolerance and earnestness is necessary in our search about Krishna. All sorts of inconvenience on our side. The whole risk of the journey, it is us not to put blame in any side, but I am the center of all trouble. If your attention is like that, whole attention, then you will find automatically the atmosphere you are in that is very pure and happy. When all poison, you'll be able to see within you as much as you would say that you yourself is at the root of all displeasure, all difficulty. So much automatically you cannot but see that the environment is very good and happy. And as long as we shall try to cast difficulties on the environment to blame the environment, and we are good, that is just the opposite of real progress in life. The whole poison, I am to devour, and the nectar will be found all around. Control yourself. Don't try to control the environment. The sum and substance of the advice of Bhagavad Gita. Don't try to control the environment that is beyond your power. Control yourself. There is that possibility. Your possibility of freedom is there only. They try to utilize that, and automatically you will come to a plane. Gita says that we should be quietly, totally indifferent to the atmosphere, to the environment, and dive deeply in correction of your own self for the adjustment proper. And Bhagavad says, one step forward. The environment is pure, God, everything what is in the environment, that is necessary for you at present. That is not only you should be apathetic, but you must see that they are all good. And the whole evil is within you. Everything is good and you are bad. That is Krishna consciousness. But generally, we are habituated in the opposite. All blame we put on the environment. But the real chance of progress is just in the opposite line. You are responsible for all your difficulty. Your freedom has taken you away from the sweet environment. The response, the culprit is within. Why you are here, fallen here? You are responsible for that. And whenever that will be detected, the real symptom of the patient, then purification, curing will be begun. Here disease is here, the poison is here. It was meant your prospect is real good. But you have acquired this stage of your life, self-acquisition. So Saranagati means this, it presupposes. That I am the worst one, Saranagati presupposes, this condition, first condition, that I am the worst, I am the most wretched, so most needy, so please forgive me and give your grace. This presupposes Saranagati. Saranagati is not a form, but it is the very life living thing. Not a form, not an ornament, but it is within. From the innermost heart it must come out. I am the fallen. And the real progress will begin then. It is not a form, like a dress, Saranagati. I am taking the dress garment. Not like that. It is innate property. And he would think that I can't become a Saranagata. A true Saranagata I can't become. It will continue, not a means to end. But it is the means, it is the end. Some say sarana, being Saranagata, being surrendered, then we shall go on with our own sadhana activity. But there is another class which is mentioned in Prapanna Jivanamrita. The Saranagata is the end of life. It is so powerful and so simple and plain and natural. Sadhanagati is itself, in itself, it is fulfillment. Sadhanavara, this opinion. Others will come here automatically on the background. Sadhanagati is itself the end of life. So much stress has been given in Sadhanagati. Surrender. Surrender means automatic acquisition of the highest association. Cannot but be. First surrender, then you will get no. As much as surrender, so much you are getting already. Cash payment. Not a post, there's a check. And in the last war, at the Second Great War, World War, the British came and offered India that after this war is finished, we shall give independence to you. Gandhi and other leaders, they proposed like that. But Gandhi told, no, you give us independence now, and we shall allow you during the war to utilize this country as you feel it necessary. But one Crees and some gentlemen came, they did not agree to that. At that time Gandhi told, I remember, post-dated check. You want to give a post-dated check. After so many days you will be able to cash it. No, I am not ready. You give it now, and we are giving you full permission that during war time you will be able to use this country in any way you like. We shall give it to you, but give it independence now. But they did not give, so that British quit India, that movement, August movement, do or die, that was begun in 1942.
শ্যামাপদবাবু তখন জেলে ছিলেন, কালনা জেলে, শ্যামাপদবাবু
tendency was towards Vaishnavism. Some say that he was the Brahma who stole the cows in Vrindavan and was punished just to have a future birth in the Muslim section, Yavano. And by that cause, he had to be associated with the Yavana section, who can deal clearly with the cow section. Now, that resolved when God, his mature age, gradually associated with Advaita Prabhu in 24. And by his association, he took the name of the Lord, especially. And the Muslim section was at that time they are ruling the country, so they could not tolerate so easily that a Muslim will be go on with Hindu practices, taking the name, converted into Hinduism, into Vaishnavism. They could not tolerate. So he was punished very severely by that present rulers, so much so that he cannot, none can, letting that punishment, none can live. That is whipping in 22 markets. In the market, whipping goes on until he becomes unconscious or so. And Haridas Thakur was ordered to be whipped in 22 markets at the present of the public, so that none can be bold enough to accept Hinduism. That was the punishment. Haridas Thakur survived all that punishment. They thought the whippers found that he has gone dead, left him in the Ganges water, and the Haridas Thakur swam away from Kalna to Shantipur, and there they thought he is dead, but Haridas Thakur is Advaita Prabhu. He began his life as a Vaishnava. And when Mahaprabhu came out in the public life of preaching Harinam, then they all joined together. And the Haridas Thakur and the Nityananda Prabhu, they were ordered first by Mahaprabhu to go on preaching in the public. Go and approach anyone and everyone and ask them to teach the name of the Lord. The first batch of preachers was Nityananda and Haridas. By order of Mahaprabhu, they approached the public. Whoever they found, they requested them. And Jagai Mahasaya had two gundas. At that time, they came up for the Brahmin section, but very nasty in their habit, taking wine and all sorts of intoxication, and dealing cruelly with all, and perhaps something they got indulgence from the ruling society. So, backed by them, they used to do anything and everything, molesting. And they met these two devotees, Nityananda and Haridas. What are you out for? You want to preach Krishna now? They attacked them, Krishna now. And throw one madhai through an earthen pot, rejected earthen pot on the head of Nityananda. And there was a wound and the blood would be. Then Jagai came to say, "What are you doing? That is, so much is not good." In the meantime, it was reported to Mahaprabhu Mahaprabhu came furiously, for he is so courageous, has wounded Nityananda and making bloodshed of Nityananda. I can't tolerate it. I shall do anything and everything but to punish that rogue. Who is he? Mahaprabhu almost forgot himself that he is to play the part of a devotee. He was so much removed by seeing the bloodshed of Nityananda. But Nityananda was taught him, don't forget that in this avatar, we are not to take any aggressive measure. You forget that, then, and Nityananda Baba pleaded for your Jagai. Madhai did the wound and Jagai opposed. Then Mahaprabhu, you have helped Nityananda sympathetically. Then Mahaprabhu embraced Jagai. Then Nityananda Baba recommended Jagai and Madhai. They are coming from the two fruits from the same stem. One has received your grace and another, it does not look well that another should be given now. Then Madhai began to cry, Mahaprabhu, you have done wrong to Nityananda. You must beg forgiveness. Beg forgiveness to Nityananda. And he did so, and then Mahaprabhu accepted him also. And that was the first step of the preaching Harinam in Navadvip. There was a uproar in the town. Oh, two gundas, furious gunda, Jagai Madhai converted by Nimai Pandit. They are now supporters of Nimai Pandit. Jagai Madhai was completely transformed. Their mentality had a wholesale change, began to cry. Incessantly weeping and crying, what we have done in our past life lost. Now how we can get relief from so many past heinous deeds that we have done. In this way, I'm taking the name and the crime, wholesale compassion. Then they are given some service. In the Ganges Ghat, they used to, those that come to take bath, they engage themselves to cleanse the Ganges Ghat, the bathing ghat, as people come. And we do not know. We are so much rogue. We have done mischief to the public, innumerable public. Injured and wounded by us. We do not know whom we have given trouble. We beg forgiveness. Forgiveness to you all. We have displeased you all who are coming in the Ganges to take bath. They are cleansing the heart and they are praying forgiveness from the public. We are not know whom we have affected, but please forgive us. In this way they began their life. Last Thakur was there. Then when Mahaprabhu took sannyas,